Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, it's Hello Neighbor.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the due diligence, the process of a purchase. One thing that I think is kind of a neat way to go, if you're going to put your treasured little family in a neighborhood in a particular home that's for sale, I don't see a problem with knocking on those neighboring doors to make sure someone that you would not be comfortable living next to lives there or doesn't live there. And also understand who you're dealing with in your adjacent property. There is still some intimacy in being in the neighborhood with people.
Well, absolutely. Now, at what point do I do this? Is this prior to the time that I make an offer? Well, I guess you could, but you're going to be a lot of door knocking and so forth. And neighbors will cooperate with you as long as they don't think you're too weird. Certainly at the time that you've made an offer and the offer has been accepted, now's the time to discover these things, because with your due diligence, you do have an opportunity to terminate the transaction during the due diligence period, and your earnest money should not be at risk, depending on how you wrote the offer, of course.
I think you can discover some interesting things. I've seen buyers of mine discover a hoarder lives next door, some harmless situations or some scary situations, and it's okay to check it out. I would also remind you, though, that those neighbors definitely have an agenda of their own, and so they may not be a good source for accuracy. They may just flag something that you'll want to check a little more closely.
Well, and do they have an axe to grind with the seller? Are they going to put out bad information, especially when they say, no, don't tell the seller that I said this. And they may ask you right off the bat, how many kids do you have? How old are they? Because I'm 80 years old, and if I hear anything after 8 in the evening. So they may try to steer you away from coming into that property with the hope that somebody their age or their net worth or whatever their criteria would be the one that would acquire the property.
The adjacent neighbors are always interesting because they may have a discussion of property lines and other encroachments like outbuildings.
You bet.
Or especially if there's a building like a garage in an older neighborhood that seems very close, less than 5 feet from the property lines.
Those are issues. You got to check this stuff out. And it's a great source of information. But as Marcia, you're indicating with a grain of salt, but at least you've heard something. Now do additional research to see if it is an issue and a problem that would haunt you later. And these are the times to figure that out.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.